The statement by O'Leary was callous at best and at worst sadistic. O'Leary makes the point that this is great news. Fantastic, he says. In fact, here is exactly what he said.
It's fantastic. And this is a great thing because it inspires everybody, gets the motivation to look up to the 1% and say, I want to become one of those people. I'm going to fight hard to get up to the top. This is fantastic news, and of course I applaud it. I celebrate capitalism.
And what O'Leary calls capitalism, though, has nothing to do with the statistic of the world's poorest. To claim that all the world's poor need to do is to pull themselves up by their bootstraps is pretty naive when you consider that they don't have any boots. In fact, I want to tell you why O'Leary's statement was so ludicrous right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. Where humanity is greater than politics. When Shark Tank's Kevin O'Leary refers to the news that the world's 85 richest people actually possess more wealth than the world's 3.5 billion poorest as fantastic, the statement rings of ignorance. The 3.5 billion people on the planet who live in the poorest nations live in places such as Sierra Leone, Somalia, Ethiopia, Afghanistan, Cambodia, Indonesia, and we could go on. These people live on $1.25 a day. The truth about abject poverty is that capitalism isn't even an option for these people. The resources of the poorest nations may be taken advantage of by rich multinational corporations. Poor nations' assets may be pledged as collateral in loans from the World Bank. When corrupt local governments allow the national resources in poor nations to be plundered, the citizens don't have an engine to build wealth. Lack of infrastructure, rampant corruption, and little access to formalized education keep a bright entrepreneurial person in a third world country from ever achieving any wealth. To pretend that these people have opportunity to become anything they desire and that it's only a lack of will that holds them back is simply ignorant. Be sure to check out our stories, stories that affect your liberty, by finding me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy One and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy One, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Welcome to the What Really Happened Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And hour number two, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And probably this is a good time to mention that Republic Broadcasting is in the middle of its start of the year fundraiser. And if you will call 800-724-2719 and pledge $100 or more, you will get your choice of an RBN t-shirt and coffee mug, 25 one-ounce copper rounds, Texas commemoratives, or if you tell the operator you want this, Claire and I will send you a CD copy of Claire's Christmas Without Borders autographed by the two of us. And we really do need your help. Thanks to everybody who's already supported us. And also a reminder, if you buy your silver and gold from a public trading group, part of the proceeds from those sales also go to fund our network. We're in a fight here. We are in a fight to get the truth out to the public, and we're definitely engaged here. There's all these paid liars. I mean, lying is big business in the United States of America. They call it public relations, but that's what it is, lying to you about stolen Kuwaiti incubators and Assad's gassing his people and torture. Look how much money they're spending to lie to you. How much is it worth to you to go on getting the facts about what's really going on here? Now, getting back to the situation over there in Israel, where Israel and Canada are just really good buddies and they're trading wet, sloppy kisses with each other. And there's a very interesting article over at RIF.com pointing out that it does seem like the U.S.-Israel special relationship is under a great deal of strain. Certainly Obama has been pulling back from the agenda to attack Iran because he probably realizes we're going to lose that one. And are there cracks between Israel and the U.S.? And I think a big reason for that crack right now is the American people are watching the United States Senate trying to build a veto-proof majority to send your children off to war in Iran. And Israel, via AIPAC and its various other assets, are out there cheering this on. We are seeing this horrible public display of a foreign government coming into the United States Senate and saying, you will vote to send your kids to make war on this other country we don't like. And as we go into the November elections, probably most members of Congress are starting to realize that friend of Israel is not the vote getter that it used to be. It's going to be the funding getter. If I'm a friend of Israel, the money will pour on in. But it doesn't look good to the ordinary American voter whose kids are being killed and crippled in these war zones. Last election, we saw a lot of candidates set up two websites. One for the general American population that didn't mention anything at all about Israel, and then a second one that was sent out specifically to Jewish American voters and sources of funding that just proclaimed what a friend of Israel and so forth and so on. So they're already knowing, they're having to start hiding this stuff. And Israel's influence in the country is on the way. That may be one of the reasons they're trying so hard to force the Senate to get them that war with Iran, just to prove to themselves they're still in control of the United States. And, of course, very clearly they're in control of Canada, this absolute disgusting display by Harper. It's playing piano and serenading Netanyahu. Hey, Jude. Meanwhile, over in France, they've apparently arrested again the French comedian Dieudonné. He's back in custody, supposedly for insulting Israel. And again, under French rights of man, you know, they do have freedom of speech. And nobody arrested this guy for criticizing the French government. Everybody's making fun of Francois Hollande's third mistress. That's okay, but you can't say anything bad about Israel or you'll go in the hooskow. And they don't seem to understand they're making this guy world famous with this obvious politically motivated abuse and repression. And it's causing people to sit up and take notice about just how overboard everybody's gone with this anti-Semite thing. Now then, getting back to the economy, Standard & Poor's is now out there whining and crying that the fraud case brought against them is the U.S. government's revenge for the 2011 debt downgrade. And it may well be. It is hard to imagine how these Wall Street firms can go on rating U.S. government debt as highly as they do when the tax revenues are in free fall, the government is spending way beyond its means. They're literally dependent on $40 to $60 billion of instantly created money out of the Federal Reserve every month just to keep going. But Standard & Poor's, along with the other ratings agencies, we're all standing there saying, oh, yes, these mortgage-backed securities, they're AAA. Your pension funds can invest in them, which is why the pensions are in such trouble. The only ratings agency that was out there sounding an accurate prognostication was Egan-Jones. And, of course, they're now under legal fire from the SEC. They're trying to shut them down because they don't want any ratings agencies out there that are going to tell the truth. Just like with this net neutrality censorship that's coming on here, they don't want any blogs or independent media out here to tell you the truth. You will believe the lies because we cannot function as a government unless you believe the lies about Syrian gas weapons and Iraqi nuclear weapons and so forth. Speaking of lies, apparently Representative Mike Rogers is still out there screaming that Edward Snowden is a Russian spy. This is a Russian plot. Snowden was working for Russia to discredit and defame the United States government. And of course, there is zero evidence for it. Snowden says it's a joke. He's getting laugh out of this whole idea that he's a Russian spy. And what Rogers is trying to do is to shift the focus, shift the blame, because the reason the United States is discredited, defamed, and seen as illegitimate is because the U.S. government itself defied the Constitution, violated the Fourth Amendment, spying on you, the law-abiding American citizens. We would not be in this mess. Snowden would not be a world hero if the United States government had remembered they're supposed to play by the rules just like anybody else. I wonder what the NSA found on Mike Rogers that he is so incredibly supportive of the NSA. Doesn't dare say a bad thing about them. He's out there working as hard as he can. Oh, blame Russia. Blame Russia. It's the patriotic thing to do to let the government spy on you. So forth and so on. Meanwhile, over at the FISA court, and I want to remind everybody that FISA is an acronym for the Foreign Intelligence Service Act. Emphasis on the word foreign. When FISA was passed and that court was created, its jurisdiction was outside the United States of America. That's why the word foreign is in there. And the U.S. government, in order to intercept communications involving foreign nationals, would go to the FISA court. The FISA court would get out their big rubber stamp and say, yes, you can do it. Never turn down a single request. It's a kangaroo court. It's purely eye candy to make it look like there's some legality to this. But now the U.S. government is trying to claim that the FISA court's jurisdiction extends inside the United States of America to all Americans, even if you're not calling another country. You're calling the pizza parlor. You're now wide open. They may be ordering anchovies of mass destruction. And apparently the U.S. government is refusing to release documents to this ACLU lawsuit to shed light on just what the government has been doing. The ACLU has sued. They're in court, and the U.S. government is simply saying, no, we're not going to let you see these documents. It's national security. No, it isn't. It's embarrassing is what it is here. Meanwhile, Representative Donna Edwards, Democrat of Maryland, and seven other Democrats have proposed legislation that would remove the death penalty for treason. They must be getting very nervous in Washington, D.C. If they want to decriminalize treason and espionage and remove that pesky little troublesome death penalty, they must be getting very nervous indeed. All righty, we're going to take a break for some commercials. We'll be right back.
Everyone around me seems to get...
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I was just watching, looking at the Fox News channel, and they're wearing their big logo, Fair and Balanced. And you just have to laugh because it has become such a joke here. Now, we were talking in the last segment about how some Democratic members of Congress are floating a bill to remove the death penalty for the crime of treason. And maybe the reason they decided to do that at this particular time has to do with this gentleman down in Florida, Joshua Black. He's a Florida state representative, candidate for the state representative, basically tweeted regarding Obama, execution is the appropriate punishment for traitors, which, of course, got him a visit from the Secret Service. And I'm sure Obama would have leapt into the fray to say, see, it's proof of racism. The American people can't stand a black man in the Oval Office, except, of course, for Joshua Black is himself also black, not just in name. Because that's where Obama is, you know. I've done nothing wrong. The American people just can't stand a black president. Really? Who voted you in? Or are you going to now admit that you stole the election? Okay? Which, by the way, apparently there was a documentary about Mitt Romney that aired at the Sundance Film Festival in which Mitt Romney basically admits they stole the nomination from Ron Paul. Ooh, imagine my shock. I had no idea. Now, getting back to NSA spying, Verizon just announced that in the last year, 2013, they received 320,000 requests for your communications data from federal, state, and local authorities. No warrants for any of them, and frankly, I don't think we saw any arrests come out of them. In other words, it was fishing expeditions. Let's see what Rivero is up to today. Well, he's on his way over to that bakery outlet store to buy bread of mass destruction or something. And if Verizon is fielding that many requests, then so are all the other companies like AT&T and the rest of them, all of them. Sprint. Now, over at Google, Eric Schmidt is denying any knowledge of NSA data tapping of Google. I have no idea. And he's basically saying that he's admitting he has security clearances, U.S. government security clearances, and so do other executives of Google, but they were not briefed on whether the NSA was tapping into their system. Now, I wonder how many other top executives of U.S. corporations have been granted U.S. government security clearances. I'm starting to wonder if you cannot be a top executive at any U.S. corporation without a U.S. government security clearance, which is definitely an indication of the control the U.S. government is maintaining over these corporate policies. Now, down in Tennessee, they're looking, along with a lot of other states, they're looking at a bill to basically ban anybody in the state from supplying any material support to the NSA's computing facility at Oak Ridge, which is supposed to be their main encryption-breaking system, which didn't work against my codes, certainly doesn't seem able to work against the encryption that CryptoLocker is using. But they'll get the codes of the criminals and terrorists and so forth and so on. So they're looking at shutting off electricity and water to them, which will lead to a states' rights constitutional crisis. What's the government going to do? Roll the tanks into Tennessee and say, you will give us your water and your electricity. Now, getting back to my NSA code challenge, I put out the fifth one a while ago, and I designed it specifically to foil the NSA's new quantum computer. Remember, there was a big announcement. The NSA is getting a quantum computer that will break all encryption. You don't have a snowball's chance in the dark regions to be able to keep your secrets from us. So don't even bother trying. Big giant bluff. Because apparently, some engineers have gotten their hands on one of these new quantum computers, and they ran some tests on it. And it is not the wonder speed machine we've all been told. A guy by the name of Troyer was able to run tests on a D-Wave 2 owned by Lockheed Martin and operated by the University of Southern California in Los Angeles. And they ran several benchmarks on it. And the fastest they got was 10 times faster from a problem that was run on the D-Wave and on a conventional computer. 10 times speed increase for that much increase in price, not very good. Remember the story I told you about the connection machine. But apparently in other categories of problems, the quantum computer was running at 1/100th the speed of the traditional computer. And they're saying also when you have to factor in the time needed to configure the D-Wave 2 to solve a problem, the speed advantage is gone. Because the quantum computers operate kind of like a plugboard model. You have to physically reconfigure the machine to solve the problem you want it to solve. So this idea that the NSA is going to have a quantum computer that is fast enough to break all forms of encryption, it's just not there. Somebody else apparently got their hands on another machine, ran a similar set of tests, and came up with the same numbers. It is not significantly faster. And I understand that NVIDIA has come out with a single chip processor with 250 cores on it. That's a supercomputer on a chip. And a lot of people have been accomplishing some amazing things by adapting these high-powered graphic processors to solving problems. I'd love to get one of those chips, make them amazing rendering engine, do real-time computer animation. It's amazing what's moving forward. When we make the leap into photonics, it's really going to take off. It's really going to take off here. Now, boy, Virginia just seemed, and West Virginia just seemed to be having all kinds of problems here. Former Virginia Governor McDonnell and his wife have been indicted on federal corruption charges. Apparently, they were trading access in exchange for gifts and loans with suspiciously low interest rates and suspiciously long repayment schedules. As I mentioned before, Mitt Romney's new documentary, Mitt, which aired, screened rather, at the Sundance Film Festival, has him basically admitting that, yeah, they did steal the nomination from Ron Paul. And my comment on that is very simple. If a government cannot prove the honesty and accuracy and fairness of the elections by which they claim authority over the people, then the people are neither legally nor morally obligated to obey that government, to pay its bills, and certainly not to sacrifice the lives of their children in these pointless wars of conquest to prop up the U.S. dollar. The burden of proof is on the government. We've got Romney basically out there saying, yeah, we put their shaft to Ron Paul. Am I not something here? Oh, my goodness. All righty. Now, interesting little tape came out. Guy who makes videos on YouTube made a parody about the TSA groping scandals. And apparently after it went up on YouTube, the TSA called him on his home phone number and threatened not only to sue him, but to red flag his name at all American airports so that he would get the enhanced search and the abuse and everything. Fortunately, this YouTube producer got the call on tape. This is Gestapo tactics coming in from the Tourism Suppression Agency. So that's basically their attitude. If you make fun of us, we'll make sure you can't travel any longer. And a reminder that in all of its years of operations, the TSA has yet to actually find a real terrorist. They've communicated a lot of sexually transmitted diseases because they don't change those gloves between crotch gropes. Those gloves are for the TSA protection, not yours. They've stolen a lot of electronics. They dropped and broke my laptop. I'm never going to forgive them for that one. But if you say something bad about them, boy, you will be in trouble. I'm going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about the weather. You know, the weather outside is frightful and getting worse. Blizzard socks northeast, 3,300 U.S. flights canceled. Governor Chris Christie has declared a state of emergency for New Jersey. Four already dead in this latest storm. Wind chills reported down to minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Schools are closed. Government offices are closed. New York under a foot of snow. Winter storm Janus stretched from Kentucky to New England, but hit hardest along the heavily populated Interstate 95 corridor between Philadelphia and Boston. It's definitely out there. Record 13-inch snowfall. Bitter temperatures, slow region for second day. This is out of Philadelphia. Another story coming out of here. This is in Business Week. U.S. East shovels out from record snow as temperatures plunge. Plunge, plunge, plunge. And so this carbon-Nazi propaganda from back in 2000 is gone. They're still struggling to find some way to sell you this carbon tax and carbon credits as the world clearly is getting colder and colder and colder and colder. Now, apparently over at WeatherBell, their senior forecaster, Joe D'Alio, who was co-founder of the Weather Channel with John Coleman, is out there saying that as far as he can see, this extreme cold period is going to last past Groundhog Day. It's not going away. It's just going to keep on hammering. A lot of places are already saying that what they're going through right now is even worse than what hit at the first of the month. Remember after that first one came through and they said, well, there's going to be some more cold end of January, but it won't be as cold as this one was. Wrong again. Now, earlier in the week, we were talking about how members of the United States Congress had prevailed on the corporate media to keep pushing global warming stories. And ABC obediently has done that. They have a story out there today with all the snow and ice around saying planet getting hotter, say scientists. And the tagline is, as another frigid snowy winter storm bares its teeth across much of the northeastern United States, climate scientists today release new numbers they say show the planet is still getting warmer. And what they're out there trying to say to you is, forget all the ice and snow. We have numbers. Holy sacrosanct numbers. Believe the numbers. Ignore your own eyes. Ignore the frostbite. Ignore the snowplows. Worship the numbers. Believe the numbers. That's from the First Church of St. Al of the Gore. Now, anybody who works in advertising and public relations is going to tell you that the dead of winter, especially a harsh winter, is a lousy time to be pushing the global warming agenda. Therefore, they are clearly under time constraints. And what's going on here is really very simple. Obamacare did not turn out to be the font of brand new tax revenues for the federal government to lure new lenders with and pay their bills. And as soon as the spring melt happens, reportedly long after Groundhog Day, I know Obama's going to come in and he's going to hit you with a carbon tax because he's desperate for more of your money. And that is the only reason for them to be pushing global warming, global warming, global warming, when anybody can look out their window and see this is colder than it was before. By the way, they're calling it Snowstorm Janus. They're starting to name all the storms. It's not just public relations. I got a very interesting email during the last break from somebody saying that if you look closely at your homeowner's policies, the exclusions list of things that won't be covered has grown. Used to be you wouldn't be covered for flooding and you wouldn't be covered for hurricanes. Now they've changed it to read hurricane and named storm damage. So every time they put a name on a storm, it means the insurance companies don't have to pay any claims for damage. Just another scam of the American people here. Here in Hawaii, we're having kind of an interesting time. It's been cold and rainy out here. We are being hit with 50-foot waves on the North Shore. Surf's up! And that is really rather rowdy weather here. Now, I want to get on to the church pedophilia situation, because apparently up in Chicago, under threat of litigation, the Chicago Archdiocese has been forced to hand over 6,000 pages of documents to victims' attorneys, who are suing not only for the sexual abuse of their children, but for the cover-up. They're saying these documents will show how the archdiocese covered up for molesting priests and document how some priests who molested in one church were simply moved to another parish where they went right on molesting. Washington Post is saying the new disclosures will involve 30 priests of the archdiocese, which is one of the largest and most influential in the United States of America. Now, I want to make a point here, because I get really annoyed at all those Bible bangers who scream about what a sin homosexuality is, or even extramarital sex is a sin, that is basically two consenting adults in the privacy of their own home, but they don't seem to have a problem with their priests molesting the little kiddies. You go out and do an image search on Google, you will see all these protesters from the religious right about how gays are bad and God wants the fags to die and the rest of it. Have you seen a similar protest criticizing their own priests for molesting little kids? Doesn't seem to be out there. I mean, do these people believe that staying silent about pervert clergy is going to help them get into heaven? And if they do, does that mean they think the imaginary playmate in the sky they're praying to approves of such behavior? And it is this very clear double standard. They want to go out there and scream about homosexuality, and they want to scream about extramarital sex, and they want to scream about all this other stuff, but they don't want to clean their own house out. There's always an excuse. Oh, God will take care of it somewhere. Well, he hasn't so far. A lot of attention is being focused on Cardinal Francis George for concealing decades of this child sexual abuse. Remember, we were talking the other day about this revelation that came out of the Catholic-operated residence schools in Canada, where they had literally built an electrified chair to use as a punishment. Not an execution device. The kids survived, but they'd strap the kids in there, wire up the electrodes, turn a hand crank on a generator, and just laugh as the kids jumped around. I think in some parts of the world, that is considered torture. Like if you capture a prisoner of war and you wire him up to the car battery, yeah, that's kind of torture. God wills it. God wills it. Now, story that came up during the first hour of the show. Colorado is... Oh, wait a minute. We got a caller on the line here. I'm sorry. I didn't see you. Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
This whole global warming thing. The global warming, global cooling thing is rather hysterical. It's funny. I get a kick out of the Weather Channel, the prediction for that the frigid temperatures up in the East Coast are going to last until February, when they can't even get the five-day forecast with any kind of accuracy. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of funny that they can predict the future even a couple of months down the line what kind of weather we're going to have.
Well, the global warming people are claiming to know how much warmer the Earth is going to be 100 years from now. And, of course, they definitely blew it back in 2000 when they were telling us all snow and ice are a thing of the past. Greenland will lose all of its ice. It's all due to global warming. And now, of course, they're trying to rebrand by saying it's just climate change. Like, that's a bad thing because climate's always changing. And they're literally out there still trying to say that, well, you know, climate and weather aren't the same thing. Yeah, they are. Climate is weather averaged over time. And they're still out there literally trying to get people to believe that global warming leads to cold weather. No, it doesn't. Take a pan of water. Put it on the back burner of the stove. Put it on low heat. When it freezes over, come back and talk to me. But they're obviously playing to an audience they presume has been completely dumbed down when it comes to science and physics and weather systems. And they're just operating out of this belief that they can put anything out there, and as long as it's repeated enough by the corporate media, the American people will believe it. And that those days are gone. Those days are definitely gone. And we're starting to see some of the corporate media like BBC basically hem and haw and say, well, the reality is climate on Earth is dominated by solar output. Solar output's at a 100-year low. It looks like we're going into a new Maunder minimum and a new mini ice age. And certainly for everybody in the northeast of the United States right now, that makes a lot more sense than ABC's report that scientists have numbers proving the world is warmer. All right, we got to take a break. Steve, do you have some more? Do you want to stay through the commercial break?
No, that's it. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
All right, we'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one time.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I just have a quick comment about this ABC News report that even though it is record snow and record cold and ice and all this misery that's all over the Northeast right now, that climate scientists have numbers that prove the world is getting warmer. And there's something you need to understand about all those numbers coming out of these climate scientists. They all come from models that are limited in context. None of them take into account all the factors. These models are designed to say if nothing else is changing at all and humans are doing X, will it warm the world? And these experiments and these models are designed to prove that supposition. But anybody who's got numbers saying that the world is getting warmer, I have a question for you. How many active volcanoes and thermal vents are there on the floor of the world's oceans? And don't be embarrassed if you don't know. It's a trick question. Nobody knows. Nobody knows how many active volcanoes and thermal vents are on the floors of the world's oceans pouring heat into the ocean. And if you don't have that number, and you cannot allow for it, correct for it, then anything you're coming up with in terms of the heat of the ocean or the heat of the atmosphere, you can't assign blame to it. You don't know. We talked earlier in the week about this MIT scientist who says, yeah, human activity does add heat to the earth, as does any life form. Unless you're a lizard or a plant, if you're alive, you're going to help warm the planet. But it is a minuscule, minuscule amount. And he called the rest of it all hysteria, and he's absolutely right. This is just politics as usual. Take something that happens naturally, changing climate, declare it a crisis, and offer to sell the people a solution in exchange for money and obedience and votes. That's what it is. All righty, we're going to take a phone call here. Roger in Ohio. Aloha, Roger. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Great to talk to you. Great show as always.
Thank you.
In Ohio here, it's very cold also. I was going to talk about the war criminals and the federal government, but I think I'll talk about Davis Bessie, our nuclear power plant that's close to Sandusky, Ohio.
Yes.
And it's got the worst safety records of all the nuclear power plants. And
except Fukushima.
Oh, well, it's going to catch up, I'm afraid. So we got that, and we got the Perry that's on the east side of Cleveland. And they had a power plant in Florida called in Crystal River that they've shut down because of cracks in the walls. And you can look it up. You know, it's a good story. They closed it down in 2009, and they never reopened it. And we had the same thing at Davis Bessie. So Davis Bessie, about 10 years ago, had a hole in the shield and was emitting boric acid, they called it. And they would not fix it for a couple of years. Finally, they had to close it down, fix it. So
the problem is with all of these nuclear power stations, when you build a nuclear power station because of the neutron flux coming out of that core, which is going to fatigue the construction materials, all nuclear power plants were built with a finite lifespan, usually about 30 years. Build it, run it for 30 years, make your money, then decommission it and clean it up. And under economic pressure and loosening of safety regulations, many of these reactors in the United States are being recertified to run way past their original design lifespan. And that's why they're starting to get into these problems, because the neutron flux coming out of the reactor, it weakens the metal in the containment vessel. It weakens the concrete. Nuclear reactors tend to basically deteriorate themselves over time, and they're being run way too long. We have this huge problem with the piling up of spent reactor fuel rods because they still have not solved the disposal problem. And again, everybody's just thinking next stockholders meeting, next election, and if this is going to screw up the world 20 to 30 years in the future, hey, that's not my problem. I don't have to worry about it.
Well, it's in the Marcy's Captor Congress district, so if people could call her and give her their concern about this nuclear power plant, I think it would be the best interest of all the citizens of Ohio anyway.
Well, I want to go back and make a comment here that I think it is possible to have safe nuclear power. I think it's possible to have safe, deep oil drilling. I think it's possible to have all of these things as long as you don't have the money junkies making the key safety decisions. But we've seen the U.S. federal government basically abandon its role of oversight, and most of these agencies that are there that's supposed to be keeping an eye on things, they buddy-buddy up to the industries they're supposed to regulate. They get a lot of gifts and profit from it. And they're really just there so the federal government can point to them and say, no, there's an FDA, and there's a Department of Agriculture, and there's a Minerals Management Service, and there's an SEC, and they're keeping watch on things. So really, you shouldn't be worried about all the stuff you're seeing in front of your eyes.
Well, it's pretty scary, I'll tell you. They have cracks in the walls, and you can't trust them, and they're just going to keep running these things until they blow up, I think.
Yeah, well, look what happened out at San Onofre, where they tried to rebuild the heat exchanger to generate more power and make more money. They told the Nuclear Regulatory Commission it was just maintenance, so they didn't have to go through the inspection. And it turned out some money junkie chose a cheaper quality metal for the heat exchange tubes that started falling apart 2 years later. Now they've had to basically shut the whole thing down. It's like what we saw with the new Independence-class littoral combat ships, the first ship out there, only in the ocean a year. They had to pull it out into dry dock and start replacing whole sections of the hull because of galvanic corrosion, because somebody cut corners there. And we're in a situation right now, as the U.S. moves forward into this war agenda, we're going forward with these very, very expensive weapon systems that don't really work very well. And they're not robust and they're not rugged. And they're just, our military doctrine is being decided on the basis of sales brochures from the military contractors. And this means they're going to, first of all, we're going to lose the war. And we're going to kill a lot of American kids in the same process because of this money junkie thinking.
Well, I think they want to start a nuclear war. I just think that it could land in the United States also.
I don't think they want to start a nuclear war. I think they're still convinced they can win a nuclear war. Somebody wrote to me in an email that wonderful line from Dr. Strangelove. You know, I'm not saying we won't get our hair mussed, but we'll only lose 10 to 20 million tops, depending upon the breaks. And that's the way these nuclear warriors think. You know, it's just, you know, if the nuclear war leaves only one couple left alive on Earth, I want that couple to be American.
Do you have any other countries that we could move to where you think could be safe?
It's kind of hard to say because the problem with the world war is it's pretty much everywhere and everybody gets dragged into it. And certainly in the event of an all-out nuclear war, it's going to be like on the beach. I mean, I'm not saying that everything will go extinct, but we will lose a very large percentage of life on Earth. And it's very, very scary. They're literally risking incinerating the surface of planet Earth, all in this argument over which piece of ink and paper everybody's supposed to use.
Well, great show as always, and keep up the good work. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and we're going to switch over to John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. How are you going?
I'm doing okay for a Wednesday.
Yep, okay. Well, just talking about the nuclear power stations. Every nuclear power station that uses water as the cooling medium leaks because the hydrogen atom is so small it can migrate through the pressure vessel into the outer containment concrete building.
That is only if you're talking about free gaseous hydrogen, because when hydrogen is bonded with oxygen to make water, it's a much larger molecule. Now, I understand this new material they're starting to play with called graphene has such a tight atomic molecular structure that it can also prevent hydrogen from going out. The whole idea of the pressure containment vessel is it's not supposed to leak. If it is, it's a design flaw or a maintenance neglect. But yes, they do have a problem with hydrogen that breaks free from the water and tends to collect at the top of the containment vessel that has to be bled off from time to time. But the good news is hydrogen cannot be made radioactive. So the hydrogen that is bled off from the reaction vessel is not a danger, unless you set it on fire and put it in a blimp or something. We got to take a break for Phyllis Schlafly and some commercials, and we will be right back.